So let's review. The Gemara begins by citing a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shur regarding when the world was created. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, Hashem created the world in the month of Tishrei. Similarly, continues Rabbi Eliezer, many other major events happened in Tishrei as well. B'tishrei Noldo Avos, the Avos, Avraham Avinu and Yaakov Avinu, were both born in Tishrei. B'tishrei Mesu Avos, and they both passed away in Tishrei. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak, Yitzchak Avinu was born on Pesach. Rosh Hashanah Nifkud Sarah Rochel v'Chana. Sarah Menu, Rochel Menu, and Chana, the mother of Shmuel HaNavi, were remembered on Rosh Hashanah when it was decreed that they shall have children. Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef Beis Asurin. Yosef HaTzadik was released from prison on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoidim Abaseinu B'Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, the slavery in Egypt was abolished. B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Tishra Sidin Ligal, B'nei Yisrael were redeemed from Egypt in Nisan, and the future Geula is destined to be in Tishrei. Shua Emer, B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created in the month of Nisan. B'Nisan Noldu Avos, the Avos Avraham Avinu and Yaakov Avinu were both born in Nisan. B'Nisan Mesu Avos, and they both passed away in Nisan. Shua agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that B'Pesach Noli Yitzchak, B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkud Asar Rochel V'Chana, B'Rosh Hashanah Yetzi Yesem Mebeis Asurin, B'Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoidim Aviseinu B'Mitzrayim, and B'Nisan Nigalu. However, he holds B'Nisan Asidin Ligoyal. The destined time of the final Geula of Kala Yisrael is in Nisan, not in Tishrei. The Gemara now explores the sources for each of the opinions. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin Shebe Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, Shenema, V'yomer Elokim Tachei Ha'oretz Desha Eisa Mazria Zera, Eitz Pri, Rashi explains, the words Tachei Ha'oretz and Eitz Pri imply a command that the ground should sprout forth grass, vegetation, and fruits on the trees that are fully grown. Ezehu chaydish ha'aretz meitziyah desham, ve'ilon mole peris. Havayim is at Tishrei. The month when this occurs is Tishrei, after the summer and when the first rains usually come. Shuaimer, minayin shebe nisan nivra ha'olam, shenema v'toytzeh ha'aretz desha eisa mazriya zera, ve'etz eisa peri. The land sprouted grass and vegetation, and the trees brought forth their fruit. Ezehu chaydish ha'aretz meleyah desham, ve'ilon meitzi peris. Havayim is at nisan. This occurs in the month of Nisan in the spring. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that the world was created with trees already full of ripened fruit, Eitz Eisa Peri must be interpreted as a bracha l'deiros. The trees should continue to produce fruit in the future. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that the trees just now brought forth fruit, Eitz Pri must be saying that trees were created fully mature and ready to produce fruit. As Rabbi Shuban Levi taught, Komaisa Vereshis Bekoimas Nivro. Everything was created in its complete and perfect form. L'dayta nivro. Each item was consulted and consented to being created. L'tzivyos nivro. Each item approved of their unique characteristics, as the pasuk states, v'ychula ha'shamayim v'ha'oretz v'chol tzivam, al tirki tzivam el tzivyoinam. Regarding the machlokes as to when the Avos were born, Rabbi Eliezer maintains b'tishrei noldu Avos, based on the pasuk Malachim, v'ikalu el ha'melech shloime kol ish Yisrael, b'yerech ha'isanim, B'chag b'chaydish hashvi, referring to the Yom Tov of Sukkot in the month of Tishrei. Tishrei is called Yerach Ha'esonim because it is Yerach Shanoldu by Esoni Olam, the month in which the great ones, the foundations of the world, the Avos, were born. Yeshua, on the other hand, holds B'nisan Noldu Avos, based on a different pasuk in Malachim. V'hi b'shmoinim shana v'arba meyer shana, l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, b'shana haraviyas b'chaydish ziv, referring to the month of Iyar, immediately following Nisan. Nisan is called Chodesh Ziv because Noldu bo Ziv Yosani Olam. The beautiful ones, referring to the Avos HaKadosh, Avraham Avinu and Yaakov Avinu, were both born in Nisan. Yeshua interprets the words Yerach HaYisanim, that Tishrei is Tekif B'mitzvahs, strong with mitzvahs. The entire month is full of Yom Tovim, each with its own mitzvahs. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer interprets the words Chodesh Ziv, then Chodesh Nisan is Be'ziva Leilani. The blossoming trees possess a special beauty, as we have learned that there is a special bracha recited in Nisan for the blossoming trees. The Amr of Yehuda, Haiman de Nafik b'yom in Nisan v'chaze ilane de malav lebi oimer, Baruch shalei chiser ma'ilame klum, uvar v'ivriyas taibis v'ilanes taibis, leis nois b'hem b'nei adam. As to their machlokes of when Mesu Avos, both opinions hold that the Avos passed away in the same month they were born. As we learned regarding great tzaddikim, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yoishev Mamalish Naseim Shal Tzadikim, Miyoim Liyoim, Mechidish Lechidish, Shenema es mispa yomecha amali. Hashem grants full years to create tzaddikim. We find this by Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Ve'yema aleim ben meyev esrim shana nechi hayoyim. Hayoyim molu yomai v'shnaise. As he was born Zayin Adar and passed away Zayin Adar. Both also agree, but Pesach nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu was born on Pesach, as the Malach informed Avram Avinu. L'moyer oshev elecha ke'es chayu l'sor avein. Our Gemara understands L'moyer as, I will return on the next Yom Tov, and Sarah Avinu will have given birth to a child. Since the interval between Pesach and Shavuos, or between Shavuos and Sukkos, is too short to conceive and give birth, it must be the koy b'chag v'koma le'benisen. The Malach came on Sukkos, and proclaimed that by Pesach time she would have a child. While there are only 6 months between Sukkot and Pesach, that year was a leap year, and there were 7 months between Sukkot and Pesach. However, Tosfos here, and Rashi and Chumash, cite Midrashim, that the visit took place on Pesach, and L'moyer oshev elecha ke'es chayim means that I will return next year at this time, next Pesach. Rosh Hashanah nifka d'sar roch v'chana. The Braisa had taught further that Sarimenu, Rochlemenu, and Chana, the mother of Shmuel HaNavi, were all remembered on Rosh Hashanah. As Rashi explains, they were remembered favorably, and it was decreed that they would bear children. It cannot mean that they were conceived on Rosh Hashanah, as we just learned that Sarimenu conceived on Sukkot. In any case, this is learned from a Gzeir Shav of the word Zechira Zechira, as the Pasuk states by Rachel, the Yerskar Elakim es Rachel, and by Chana, the Yizkara Hashem, which is referring to Rosh Hashanah, where it says, Shabbos in Zichrin Truah. The Gzer Shuvah extends to Sarimenu by the words Pekida Pekida, as the Pasuk states by Chana, Ki Pakar Hashem as Chana, and by Sarimenu, Hashem Pakar Asar. By Rosh Hashanah Yatsa Yosef Mibeis Asurim. Yosef HaTzadik was released from prison on Rosh Hashanah. This is learned from the Pesukim, Tikuv Achid Yosheifa Bekesu Liyam Chageinu, Ki Chak Li Yisrael Hu, referring to Rosh Hashanah, when we blow the shofar, and the following pasuk there says, "Idus b'yosef somay b'tzeis al eretz Mitzrayim." Rosh Hashanah batla avodim avaseinu b'Mitzrayim. Slavery ended for Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim on Rosh Hashanah, as the pasuk says, "V'hitzeisi escha mitachas siblis Mitzrayim." And the pasuk in Tehillim, referring to Yosef HaTzadik being released from prison, says, "Hasireisi misivul shechmai." Just as Yosef HaTzadik was released from prison on Rosh Hashanah, so too were Bnei Yisrael redeemed from slavery in Mitzrayim and Rosh Hashanah. B'nisan Nigalu. All agree that Bnei Yisrael were redeemed from Egypt in the month of Nisan as described multiple times in the Torah. Eliezer holds, B'tishrei asidin legal, the final Geula will take place in Tishrei, as he learns Gzeir Shav of the word Shefer Shefer, as the Pasuk states, Tiku v'chayde Shefer b'kesel liyem chagenu, referring to Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk referring to the future Geula states, B'yema hu yitaka b'shefer gadol. Bishu holds B'nisan Asidin Ligoil. The final Geula will take place in Nisan, as the Pasuk says by the Geula of Mitzrayim, Leil Shimur, which Rabbi Shua interprets as Leil HaMashum Uva Meshesh Mevereshes. The night of the 15th of Nisan has been designated from the time of creation as a time of Geula of Kla Yisrael of all time. While Rabbi Yezer learns out from this Pasuk, Leil HaMashum Uva Menamazikin, this night provides special protection of Kla Yisrael for all generations. The Gemara continues and goes on to show how their machlokes regarding when the world was created is consistent with their respective opinions regarding the dates of the Mabul. D'tanya, b'shnas sheish mi'ez shon l'chayi noyach, b'chaydash ha'sheini b'sheva asu yem l'chaydash, nifku minus ha'shamayim v'arubas ha'shamayim niftachu. What is chaydash ha'sheini referring to? B'shua aymer, o'isa ha'yom yudzayin b'ir hayu. B'shua, who holds that the world was created in Nisan, holds that the second month is referring to the month of Iyar. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that the world was created in Tishrei, holds that the second month is referring to the month of Machesvan. To fully appreciate the next part of the Gemara, the concept of the Mazalis, or the zodiac as it is known, is essential. From our point of view, here on Earth, we observe the sun rotating around the Earth every day, rising in the morning, setting in the evening, and then once again rising the next morning and setting in the evening, and so on. What is not so apparent is that just like the sun, all the heavenly bodies, or for our purposes we'll say all the stars, also make one complete rotation around our Earth each day. The sun, along with all the stars, rotate around Earth to create a day. However, there is one minute distinction. the star's rotation is faster by about 1 degree per day, which means that after 30 days, the sun will have fallen behind the stars by about 30 degrees. What this also means is that if at the beginning of a month the sun rises along with a certain star, on the next morning it will rise together with a star that is a little bit further back, so that by the end of a month the sun will have slipped backwards by 30 degrees, or by 1/12 of the sky. If we then divided the complete 360 degrees of sky around our world into 12 sections or constellations, we would have the markings for each of the 12 months. In other words, when the sun rises with the beginning of a new group of stars, that indicates that a new solar month and a new mazel begins. Being that the stars are not equally spaced or positioned within each 30-degree section, they appear to be depicting a different image within each section. If we take a look at the stars corresponding to the first month of Nisan, they in some way can be seen as depicting an image of a tela, a sheep, or Aries. On the opposite end of the sky, or six sections further setting below the horizon, we find a depiction of a maznaim, a scale, representing Yom Hadin, the month of Tishrei. Another famous mazel is that of fish, as in Mazel Adudogim, Pisces. All of these 12 constellations rotate around the Earth about once every 24 hours. V'shtei shoy shoy ha-mazel bal yase. Beginning with the rising sun, during the course of the entire day, six constellations serve, or are oila, for 2 hours each, which is in essence from the moment the first star within that constellation rises above the horizon until 30 degrees later, or 2 hours later, when that constellation ends and the next one begins to rise. When the mazel is oila, it is said to have a hashpa, an effect on our world. The other six constellations are considered to be shekeah, since they rise ahead of the sun while it is night. They are considered to be in descent all day, and therefore have no hashpa on this world. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the pasuk b'chodesh hasheni b'shiva asar yom l'chodesh teaches that the mabul began during the month of Iyar. During the month of Iyar, the mazel of shor rises along with the sun in the morning, which also means that the mazel right before that, the mazel of Nisan, has already risen during the last 2 hours of the night. What this means is that throughout those days, the mazel of Tela will not be serving or oila, but rather shekeah, be in the descent all day long. The significance of this, as Rashi explains, is that the last few stars within the mazel Tela group, which are called Kima, control the rain. However, since during the month of Iyar, they rise before the sun, they would have no impact on the world. Therefore, Hashem, so to speak, removed the stars of Kima from its normal position within Mazel Tla and placed them into the next group of Mazel Shar, which rise in the month of Iyar along with the sun. He then removed two of those stars which normally hold back the rain, causing the floodgates of rain to pour forth. And as Rashi says, V'hamabul b'yom yarad v'derech nekev shtei kechav m'shenot lo mikima. Therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua, Mitoch sheshinu ma'asein, Shina Kadosh Baruch Hu alei ma'aseh bereishis. Since the people in the generation of the flood acted in immoral ways, in essence going against the natural laws of behavior, Hashem responded by changing nature in the way the constellations are arranged in the heavens, thus causing the mabul. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, HaChodesh HaShein is referring to the month of Marcheshvan, which means that Kima was already in a position to be oila and serve later on during the day as it ascends within the constellation of Tleh. If so, in what way was there a Shina in Ma'aseh Bereishis? Amrav Chizda, V'reischen kilkelu v'reischen nidainu. The change that Hashem enacted was the fact that the waters came down in boiling hot temperatures. The Gemara concludes, Chachmi Yisrael meinin l'mabul k'Rabbi Eliezer v'letkufa k'Rabbi Yeshua. Regarding calculating the tkufas, the cycles of the sun and the moon, we start from Nisan, because we hold, like Rabbi Yeshua, that the world was actually created in Nisan. Yet regarding the counting of the years, we count from Tishrei like Rabbi Eliezer, as Tais explains, because Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim u'l'shmitin u'l'yevolis.